Now we're speaking with Wade Proffitt, the Carrollton boys basketball coach. Coach, you've got a couple juniors on the dream team this year. First, Gavin Claude, and Gavin had quite the season this year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's kind of a leader for us. I mean, we had a lot of leaders out there on the court, but you know, he was the one that kind of drew the other team's best defender, and he was able to rise up and put us in a good situation throughout the year. You know, one of the things that I'm really impressed with him over the course of the year is his defense on the back end. You know, he kind of led the team in steals for us, and it's kind of tough to do to give everything, you know, on defense there when you're trying to work for your shot, you know, offensively. And even on that end of the court, you know, he was able to, you know, fight through a lot of double teams and a lot of different defenses, and still kind of, you know, able to produce for us there on the offensive end of the floor. You know, so kind of a testament to his work ethic that he was able to rise up to that occasion this year.
And it's no secret Gavin's played a lot of minutes in all three sports, baseball, basketball, and football, since his freshman year, really. How do you feel like that's groomed him into a leader?
Well, I mean, you're kind of just, when you're thrown into the fire as a freshman, you're kind of going to have to learn on the fly. And, there's been some growing pains. And, you know, I know that can sometimes take a toll, you know, when you're thrown in there, you know, and you're kind of looked at to be the leader in a program, you know, especially, you know, as a young cat, you know, as a sophomore. And then you're kind of learning, you know, how to handle that as a junior. But, you know, he's done a great job battling through adversity and you know, kind of coming out of that as a leader on the court with his ability to, you know, kind of just fight through everything. And, you know, there's growing pains along the way, but you know, with everything that he's done, I'm extremely proud of how he's been able to produce and kind of lead the team. And, you know, we kind of went how Gavin went, and that's a tall responsibility for a kid, you know, especially, you know, anybody, but you know, as a high school kid, to be the leader of a team and not only basketball, but like you said, football and baseball as well. You know, the way that he carries himself, I'm extremely proud of him for that.
Your next nominee was your starting center, Luke Davis. He had quite the year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know, he's kind of coming to his own this year as a junior, waiting, you know, behind some other guys. But it was kind of his opportunity to shine this year as a junior. And it took him a little bit to get rolling as the season went along. And, you know, we're kind of guard heavy as a team. And so it took a while to understand, you know, we get the ball inside, you know, some good things will happen. But, you know, on the defensive side of the floor, I mean, he was a difference maker for us. You know, he led us this year in blocks and set a school record in the season with 109 blocks. And, you know, we're able to play a little bit more aggressive on the defensive end when we know we have him inside to kind of make up for mistakes on the perimeter. As the season kind of wound it down, he started to find his touch a little bit on the offensive end. Had some 25 plus point performances, and he had about I think it was 11 or 13 block game there towards the tail end of the season as well. So just the growth that he made from the beginning of the year to the end of the year is like I said, I'm extremely proud of him for that, and kind of a testament to his work ethic.